guys, listen to this. Congressional candidate Christine Sullivan has accused incumbent Louise Cahill of accepting illegal campaign contributions in the form of a free facelift. Cahill retorted, "I proudly wear the same face God gave me, while my perky opponent moonlights as a test pilot for Maybelline."
Right up there with the Lincoln-Douglas debate.
Gee, I didn't know Lincoln had a facelift.
You know, Christine might make an interesting subject for my next documentary. Women in Politics, the New Female Mutt Wrestling.
That Louise Cahill calls me perky one more time, I'm gonna punch her lights out.
Yeah, chick fight.
Seems to me you're the one who attacked her first.
Me? I never said those things. It was my press rep.
Look at the upside. 2 weeks ago, no one recognized your name. Now, they all know you as a candidate who made mudslinging an art form.
Great. So my constituency is miserable lowlives who thrive on cheap, tawdry scandal.
You can count on Dan's vote.
Hello, Christine.
Johnny, why did you allow them to release this trash about Cahill?
We lucked out. It was a slow news day. Look, we've got some issues to talk about.
Great. Let's start with daycare.
Yawn, yawn, snore, snore, Christine. No, I want to talk about meat and potato issues, the ones that'll get you elected, like which married movie star Cahill met for drinks the other night at the plaza?
The other night?
Well, 1955.
I don't believe this. Here's an ad for the new movie playing at the midnight show at the Waverly Theater. It's called Connubial Fusion.
See that?
Connubial Fusion, a frightening and exhilarating 90-minute journey through a warped tunnel of love.
Somebody stole my movie! I want to find out what this is all about.
This is amazing. Seems like everybody I know is in the newspaper today. Including Lizette. Cutie pie courthouse stenographer Lizette Hochheiser enjoys the good weather by sunning herself on a Central Park rock. She's single, guys.
I have a really good publicist.
$5 in time, sir. And since we all know that beepers are not permitted in the courtroom, I must assume that Mr. Fielding is performing a do-it-yourself EKG.
Or his lean cuisine is done.
Sorry, sir. Duty beeps. Sex surrogates work is never done.
You know, Dan, this sex therapy thing is conflicting with your work here. Maybe you should think about cutting back.
Never. I am bound by my honor, my contract, and by several of my clients. Wherever there are lonely women in need of comfort, I'll be there. Wherever there are repressed virgins in need of guidance, I'll be there. Wherever there are frigid housewives with cold cash, I'll be there.
Wherever they're giving out penicillin shots, you'll be there.
You look great up there, Christine. Oh. Just a little reminder, speak slowly and keep
my hair out of my face and never eat spinach before a photo op.
I'm tingling.
Hey. I spoke to the video lab who processed Connubial Fusion for me, and it seems that somebody who works there liked what he saw, and he made a dupe.
And that dupe is me. Mac, not only did you desecrate my wedding, but now strangers will be gawking at my nuptials.
Miss Sullivan? Mr. Fielding? Mr. Fielding! Perhaps the two of you can take some time out of your busy schedules to chat with me for a while.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. Polling business.
Sorry, sir. Me too.
Well, how about we try to get back to the business of the court? Mac?
Yes, sir. People versus Foster. Assault and battery.
Mr. Prosecutor?
Yes, sir. Apparently, a fight broke out at a bar when this diminutive man asked Lady Lurch over there to dance. She turned him down. Her exact words were, "When the pyramids go condo runt." Now, he felt compelled to defend his manhood, such as it is. And so he referred to her as a redwood in pumps. So she decked him.
I guess we could say she has a tall fuse and a short temper. Miss Sullivan?
Your Honor, my client has the right to dance with whoever she wants. Tall or short, it's her choice. She felt she was being verbally harassed, so she defended herself.
Right. Well, Miss Foster, next time, why don't you try the bunny hop instead of the rabbit punch? Case dismissed, and that's the last dance, folks. I'm out of here.
Ooh, Christine, you dropped the ball on that one.
What do you mean I won?
But you insulted a major constituency.
And that would be?
Short people. We'd prefer that you refer to them as vertically challenged.
What?
Christine, get with it. You're nowhere in this game unless you're politically correct. There's vertically challenged, dietetically advantaged. Me, I'm not bald, I'm scalp gifted.
Johnny, when are we going to address something of substance in this campaign?
Right now.
Candidate Christine Sullivan has evidence that Louise Cahill misappropriated federal funds to pay for her annual vacation to Antarctica, where she reportedly drinks heavily and clubs baby seals. It's not true?
Of course not, but it made you think, didn't it? Which means Cahill will have to deny it, and the whole thing will set her campaign back a few days.
Johnny, it's not ethical.
Hey, we're politicians. We're slander-gifted.
Cahill further stated that the breakup of Sullivan's marriage is indicative of her inability to get along with people.
Oh, Johnny Dugan is such a pain in the butt.
Well, you don't get along with anybody, do you?
Harry, I can't stand this mudslinging one more day. I'm going to go down and have a little chat with Miss Cahill about the tone of this campaign.
You mean you're going to confront her face-to-face lift?
I guess I better start out with an apology. Wish me luck.
No, I'm sorry, sweetie. I'm afraid Nana's not going to be able to come to your birthday party. Well, because she promised the voters she would do her job. Well, when I get some time, we'll go to the zoo for your birthday. Just you and me, okay? That's my big guy. I love you too, sweetie. Oh, Miss Sullivan. If you're here scrounging for more dirt, you've hit the jackpot. He's a younger man, and we've been madly in love for 5 years.
I must confess I'm surprised to see that side of you.
I confess that I'm surprised to see your handler let you off the leash.
I don't have a handler.
Oh, a mind of her own. How quickly we progress.
Well, the polls say that I'm progressing fast enough to give you a run for your money.
No doubt. The public always loves it when the circus comes to town with its leggy sideshow.
Now, you see, that's exactly why I'm here, to put an end to these personal attacks.
My dear, these personal attacks are what allow you to give me a run for my money.
Well, that's not how I want to win.
Why, I do believe you've injected a note of sincerity into this campaign.
Is that so terrible?
It'll give Johnny Dugan a coronary. No, that's not possible. He doesn't have a heart.
You know Johnny Dugan?
Christine, who do you think managed my last 10 campaigns?
He never told me that.
Well, of course he couldn't. Because then he'd have to explain why he dumped me when he decided I was over the hill. Meaning that I'd become too independent. You know, ventriloquists have no use for dummies that can talk for themselves.
Well, maybe you shouldn't be doing the talking if your idea of independence is voting against daycare.
I didn't vote against daycare. I voted against that idiotic Harrison Kane bill.
What's the difference?
The macadamia rider.
The what?
If you had read the bill, you would see that they attached a rider that gave huge tax breaks to the macadamia nut growers, which meant a loss of millions in tax revenues, money we can use for daycare. And besides, don't you realize how fattening macadamia nuts are?
Not as fattening as this big foot I have in my mouth.
Oh, don't be so hard on yourself. You know, you already care enough to put yourself through this silly process. With a little seasoning and a few election drubbings like the one I'm going to give you, you'll be ready.
Well, I'm not tossing in the towel just yet, you know.
I didn't for a moment think you would. I'm going to give you the fight of your life, young lady. But you're up to it.
Thanks. I just hope you're right.
Oh, and Christine, thanks for the compliment.
Compliment?
Accusing me of having a facelift. Now, that's the nicest thing anyone said about this tired old mug in years.
Christine, I just heard something on the radio you should know. It's about Cahill.
Whatever it is, I'm not interested. I don't believe anything I hear in the media anymore.
I don't think they made this up. Louise Cahill had a heart attack tonight. She's dead. I'd offer a penny for your thoughts, but I don't want to be accused of making an illegal campaign contribution. Okay, so I'm no Slappy White. But I'm trying.
Sorry. I guess I don't feel like smiling just yet.
Still thinking about Cahill?
Rosie had just seen her. She was so alive, so tough and strong. Just between you and me, I was thinking of voting for her myself.
That makes two of us.
You were gonna vote for her? Ross, you're my best friend.
Yeah, and if the election were for the office of best friend, I'd have voted for you.
Well, thanks for the ego boost.
Face it, Christine, Louise was the better candidate.
You're right. I had no business challenging her.
But Louise is gone. Now I think you're the best choice. You're smart. You're willing to work hard. I've watched you in the courtroom for years dealing with real people and real problems. Stay in the race, Christine. I need you to get elected so you can ban Max Movie.
Higher. No, way lower. No, less biting.
Dan, wake up.
Oh, what a nightmare.
Didn't sound like a nightmare.
That's because you haven't spent the last 2 weeks satisfying lustful women full time.
Well, not full time. Dan, you know, complaining about sex doesn't sound like you.
Oh, I know, Harry, but even I can't rise to the occasion at the whim of every Tammy, Diane, and Harriet.
I know what you mean.
No, you don't.
You're right, I have no idea.
I just finished my nap. I'm so tired.
Dan, you're exhausted all the time. Maybe you should just give this thing up.
Harry, are you crazy? I finally found my true calling, sleeping with the sick for fun and profit.
But it's not making you happy.
I know. I'm just so tired I could sleep for a week. Oh. Oh,
no, it's the woman with the feather fetish again. She's gonna want me to wear that chicken suit.
So what are you gonna do?
I'm gonna tell her the truth. That it's fallen and it can't get up.
What's next, man?
Yes, sir. People versus Stratton, Roberts, Gaben, Vargas, and Ream. Disturbing the peace.
Have we just entered the Twilight Zone? Or are these people us?
Or maybe we're them.
Can you explain this, Mr. Prosecutor?
So for reasons that utterly escaped me, these societal mutants were part of the audience at a midnight showing of the movie Connubial Fusion.
Really?
Yes. They were arrested when they climbed up on the stage and began to lip-sync to the film.
Why would they want to do that?
Your Honor, as yucky as it may be, the film has achieved a kind of a cult status. Members of the audience dress up as various characters and reenact the events in front of the screen.
These people are sick.
Wow, you've even got Roz's voice down.
I am Roz, you nit.
You captured her essence, too.
You know, I think I'm beginning to understand this.
It's a cult classic. I better start thinking sequel.
You better start thinking lawsuit.
You better start thinking lawsuit.
You do that again and you'll see my impersonation of Sugar Ray.
Your Honor, as weird as it may be, dressing up like a movie character is not against the law.
Well, while I find it difficult to believe that Mac's film could inspire anyone to go to such lengths, disturbing a public showing of a film is, in fact, against the law. So what do you say we call this one...
$55 in time served.
Now, cut that out.
Hey, well, wait a minute. Wait. Whoa. You guys really like my movie?
Your movie?
Yeah.
You mean you're Mac Robinson?
In the flesh.
Oh. Pardon me. But I teach a contemporary cinema class at NYU. Might you conceivably come down and host a screening of Connubial Fusion?
Oh, sure. Call me with the day and time.
Okie dokie.
No. That's okay.
What movie were you watching?
Ah, Mr. Fielding, just the man I needed to see. This is for you.
Not another assignment.
That's your severance pay. You're fired.
Excuse me?
You know, I'll admit, at first my clients thought you did a bang-up job, but recently that bang has petered out.
It's not my fault. You spread me too thin.
Mr. Fielding, it's more than just performance, it's your attitude lately. Or did you really think it was therapeutic to say, hey, babe, let's take it off and drill for oil?
It's a back-breaking schedule. When you've turned a gourmet chef into a short-order cook.
About 2 minutes, I hear.
That only happened once. You tried doing it with her mother in the room.
Well, you don't have to worry about that anymore, Mr. Fielding. Consider your contract null and void.
Yes. I am a free agent again.
Hi, Dan.
Oh, Heidi.
Did you hear the good news? My private parts are back in private practice.
Step into my office.
Rev up that big toe.
Christine, I've got
talk to you.
Ah, I gotta talk to you too. I want you to release a statement on Louise Cahill's death. And I want you to schedule a press conference for tonight. I'm gonna publicly apologize for all the slanderous things I said about her and promise to pick up where she left off.
No can do. I've joined up with another campaign.
You mean you're quitting on me?
That's politics. See, when Cahill was in the race, you were the perfect foil. But now our polls indicate that a young male would be the perfect candidate. To be precise, we're looking for a 23-year-old Harvard MBA who rollerblades to work and listens to Garrison Keillor.
Fine. You go on. You create your super candidate. And you know something, Johnny? I'll still beat him. Because while you're spending your time reading polls and inventing mud to sling, I'll be out talking to people. And believe me, the people would choose a caring, real, breathing person over a computer composite any day. Yeah. That's the poll I go by.
Boy, nothing interesting ever happens around here. Hey, Bull, pass the salt.
Watching this My Time Marathon. Tune in for another tomorrow night at 6 p.m. But don't go anywhere. It's now time for TV Land's primetime lineup.
Hi.